Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, and happy new year. I can't believe it's already January 4th. Wow. Time, 2020 felt like it paused just for that little time. I would say from March to June, it felt like it paused for me. But other than that, it has gone crazy fast because I had to get my act together a little bit. And maybe some of you felt that same way. And I feel like I've been just trying to keep my head above water for the rest of the year. And I feel like we've made it. We've reached that point, and I'm ready for that fresh start, and I'm really excited to see what 2021 brings. And this entire month, we are going to be doing the Intentional Implementer free series. It's going to be hosted inside of our free Facebook group, the Foot Traffic Community. I probably will air this one. I may air this one on the podcast to make sure the podcast listeners know what they're missing out on to get in that free Facebook group where we are giving extra bonus episodes every single week. So this week is all about how to release what's holding you back. I did a lot of just brainstorming and thinking and having those extra days open for me with nothing on my calendar was it was exactly what I needed, right? And in fact, while I was on break, I went into my Google Calendar and I blocked out every single Friday for the rest of the year. And I just committed to giving myself space on my calendar to do whatever it is I need to do, right? Whether that's just like catching up on work from Monday through Thursday, whether that's recording something, or my team always needs things. Like literally my to-do list today is I have to record a new Libsyn ad that talks about the bootcamp coming up. I have to re-record a video for this sales page that we're doing. Like my team needs a lot of stuff like that. And it has to be something where I'm like ready and dressed and look presentable. And I wanted Fridays to kind of be that day, but I also wanted it to be a day where if it was light and it wasn't crazy chaotic, maybe I get a half day on Friday. Maybe I can take some time to myself and even just write and journal and brainstorm and kind of just sit in that space. So that was one of my biggest takeaways. And I bring this up because I'm talking about what's holding you back. And I think for me in 2020, what was holding me back was thinking I had to do more and thinking I had to just like cram stuff in and add this to my schedule and I've got to do this and I've got to do that or I won't be successful, right? Which just isn't true. So here's what I need you to understand is that there are definitely things holding you back. Now, it's probably not what you're thinking, right? You are probably thinking it is a lack of money, a lack of time. If I only had a team, if I only had an assistant, if I only had a spouse that was supportive, right? If I had this, you know, X, then I would be able to Y, right? Or you see somebody who has that thing and you think, oh, must be nice, right? Must be nice to fill in the blank, right? Sure, they can do that because they have, and you fill in the blank. You've got these thoughts and these ideas that are in your head, all right? So the hardest part to hear is that those things, we all have those things, right? But we choose to let them go and move past that, okay? And some people that truly believe it is a lack of money or it is a lack of time or it is a lack of a team or it is a lack of whatever, right? They're allowing themselves to be the thing getting stuck in their way, right? Usually when I'm working with somebody and they're struggling, it is 100% them. It is 100% their mindset, their ideas, their thoughts, like what they think they know that is getting in the way, all right? So today we're going to talk about the biggest things that are probably getting in your way and how you can release and let them go, all right? So I want to hear from you. What are some things that you know of right now that are getting in your way or that you're allowing to get in your way? All right. So think about that. Now, some of the things that I see people being held back with, number one, for sure, it's their mindset. And let me just describe something really quickly. When I started to hear about mindset, I literally thought to myself, well, I don't need that. Like, I was already a $1 million business, or I had one, and I was like, yeah, I don't clearly don't have mindset problems. Like, I'm good. I don't need mindset. And what I realized is everybody needs mindset, but there's just that next barrier, right? That next hurdle we have to jump through. So I might have a great $1 million mindset, but what I don't have is a $10 million mindset, because I've never experienced grossing $10 million a year. I have not experienced a certain amount of money in my bank account yet, right? There are things that we are comfortable with right here, but that next level, there are things that you can't be comfortable with something you've never done before. This weekend, I attempted cross-country skiing in my backyard. And if you would have seen my first like go at it, oh my goodness, I can't even imagine what I looked like. It was crazy. And it's because how could I be comfortable doing something that I have never done before? After I did, I just did like four passes back and forth. On the fourth one, I was like, okay, I kind of get it. Still not good, but I kind of get it. I was getting more comfortable, all right? So if you're thinking, I don't need to work on mindset, then you're planning to stay right here in your comfort level for 2021. Because if you understand how mindset will make or break you this year, right? And that you're wanting to go to the next level, you will in fact need mindset work. Is that making sense? Okay. That's hard to hear, especially for somebody like me 5 years ago. I would have laughed at you. I'd have been like, what are you talking about? My mind is golden. Like, what got me here? Like, I'm good, right? And I need you to understand that. No, you absolutely need to be thinking about that. Okay, number two is usually some sort of fear, right? Fear is a big one. And it could be like fear of what other people will think, right? Fear, I'll share this because I thought this was really cool. My friend Amanda Tress, she posted on Instagram yesterday. So if you might be able to see it if you hurry and go there right now. She posted this reel. Oh, it's on a reel. So actually you could go check it out at any time. She posted this reel where she walks out of her house and she walks in front of this car, and like the thing that she mouths out says something like, I think it was like, for every great man, there's like a great woman that stands behind him or something like that. And then she mouths out like, I wouldn't know. I've never stood behind a man before. And she sits into her Rolls Royce. You got it. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so my point here is, the reason I share this is because she bought that car 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and I've never seen it. And I've never heard her talk about it, okay? And I personally know her. And the reason I share that is because we sometimes think, what are people going to say? Like, she flat out said, I bought it 2 years ago and I've never showed anybody because I was afraid. Like, I was nervous of what are people going to think or say about me or any of that, right? I reposted it on my story, so you may have seen it on there too. And I purposely shared it for her because the courage it took for her to put that out there and not know what people would say. Maybe she wouldn't, like, she'd be worried about like a sibling. What would my sibling think? What would my mom think? What would my high school friend think, right? What would my circle think? Maybe you've got neighbors or friends that are in your circle and you're kind of having this like hidden life of we do this or we do that, right? And you're not sure what they will think. So you kind of like dim your light, like you push yourself down a little bit because you're not sure if what you're doing is normal in your circle, your family, your friends, et cetera, right? Or you know people will say something or somebody has said something, right? There's another part of that, a fear of failure, right? Fear of failure where maybe you're afraid of what you will think of yourself if you fail, but what I mostly see is people are afraid of what other people will think when they fail. If I publicly tell you I'm going to do something and I don't hit it, how will you feel about me? What will you think? What will you say, right? All of that. So we start to be afraid, okay? Start to be afraid. That could be something that held you back. Now, I will tell you, we had somebody one time, and this was a fear, like, oh, it's got to be perfect, or it's got to be this. One time we had somebody who emailed us back and she said, I just want to let you know that I've been following you for a long time and I really like your stuff. And this email had a typo in it and the link is broken. Okay. I have now lost all respect for you and I will no longer be following you because how could you teach me anything when you have a typo and a broken link? I'm like, oh my goodness. So that was the thing I was afraid of before, right? And then it happened. And when I read that email, I was like, goodbye. Like, I don't even want you listening to my free podcast. I don't even want you getting my emails. Please unsubscribe. We will do it for you, right? A lot of times the fear of what we are afraid of, who cares? Like, let them say it. Let them do it, right? Why do we care so much? And it's just our, like, it's our human nature to want to people please, to want people to like us, right? So I think for me, this has probably been my biggest holdup a lot of times is what will people think? What will people say, right? So that's probably mine, but we're all different here. You may have different ones as we keep going through this, all right? And you might have a fear of like, what will this say about you? What if you can't do that? Okay. Now the next one is perfectionism. And I preach all the time that I have high standards, but I am not a perfectionist. Okay. And I think people confuse the two very, very easily. Okay. Having high standards. I even had somebody that I said to her, you're being too hard on yourself. And she said, I'm just like you. I have high standards just like you, Stacey. And I said, no, you're being a perfectionist right now because the way that you're treating yourself about not hitting your goals, this is not high standards. I don't spend time like crying over a goal that I didn't hit last quarter. I don't. I'm like, man, that kind of stinks. I wish I would have done this, but what could I take away from that? What could I do different next time? Like, I'm just going to hit it next quarter, right? There are things I wish I would have done already. There are things that I want to shoot for, but they haven't happened, right? And I'm okay with that. And if I really want it, in fact, this is a good sign of it. Do you want it bad enough? You didn't get it last quarter. Well, do you want it bad enough? You'll try again this quarter. And if you gave up on any goal you wanted last quarter that is no longer in this quarter, you don't want it bad enough. I have been going after things, you guys, for years, years of things that have been on my vision board that I'm like, I am going to get on that person's podcast. I am going to get on that person's stage. I am going to get this whatever, right? And it hasn't happened. And I still keep it on my vision board and I'm still going after it. And to me, that is having high standards, right? Being a perfectionist, getting down on yourself when you don't get the thing you wanted, or throwing a pity party or crying over it, and then just like wasting time in that pity party versus just like, no, I'm going to take action. I'm going to move forward, right? That is the part that it hurts for me to see when clients are in that stage. And it happens a lot. And if you're one of my clients listening, please bring it to me because I will turn you right around and get you out of there. Okay. Don't be afraid to bring me the tears or bring me whatever it is. I'm going to help you get out of that. But I want you to catch yourself. I want you to ask yourself like, okay, I didn't get the thing that I wanted. I didn't hit that goal. So I've got 15 minutes. I can either cry about it or I can ask myself what I can do now to make it actually happen, right? Now, yes, we all need our pity parties every once in a while. We all need a good cry fest every once in a while. But if you're doing a little bit more of the pity party than the action side, I am not surprised you are not hitting your goals, okay? Give me a thumbs up or like a yes in the chat if you are with me, if you are still here, if this is making sense. All right. Thanks for letting me take a sip of water there. Okay. So next part, this is kind of going hand in hand with like the don't want it bad enough, right? I'm reading this book called The Great Game of Business. And in the book, he actually says like, you got to have the gonna want it, something like that, right? And he basically is saying, if you don't want it bad enough or your team member doesn't want it bad enough, it's never going to work, right? So if you don't want something bad enough, if you keep saying you want X, you want Y, you want Z, but your actions do not show that, you're missing something, right? In my book, I wrote about this. I wrote about how I've always, especially as a dancer, tried to like be healthier. I shouldn't say be healthy. I've always tried to be skinny, right? Like that was something that growing up, like I didn't think about it until I probably was in dance in high school. And then it definitely was something that stuck with me. And I always was trying to like, I gained a little bit of weight after I quit dance teaching and dancing in general. I gained a little bit, I gained about 20 pounds. And when I was gaining that weight, I just kept trying to lose it and kind of try to do this and it just wasn't working, right? And then what happened was my grandfather and his mother, my great grandmother, both of them have passed away in the last probably 10 years, both from dementia. Now, I shouldn't say from dementia. I don't think that's correct, but like it was definitely something that like sparked and kind of spiraled. And I remember watching their like crazy, like long deaths. Like both of them were on hospice for a year. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I have people that I know are on hospice, it's like, you've got 3 days, you've got 1 day, you've got to hurry and go say goodbye. My grandfather and my great grandmother were on hospice for a year, a hospital bed in their home. We said goodbye to each of them like six different times because it was the day that they were going to pass and they didn't, right? So I share the story because I remember watching them and literally watching them forget how to eat, forget how to swallow, right? And I remember thinking like, I do not want that to be me, right? I do not want that to be the way that I go. So I started researching about dementia and like just brain health and just all of that. And I started to really get like obsessed a little bit with health and biohacking and all of that. And as I started to change the reason of why what I was doing, it wasn't about being skinny. It was about how do I get healthy? How do I stay healthy? How do I keep my health and my brain health as long as I possibly can? And I started to cut out sugar and I started to eat whole foods and I started to eat clean foods and just like totally change my diet. And I have never been in better shape today at 36 than I was at 24, right? And my why changed, right? The trying to get skinny was not working, right? Trying to get healthy, the weight came off and it stayed off. And I want you to understand that if you keep trying to do something, but it is not happening, it is just not working for you, you probably don't have the right angle to attack it with. You probably don't want it bad enough, need it bad enough, don't care about it enough. And I know that you might be like, no, I do. If you did, you would do anything you could to do it. If you wanted that thing bad enough, you would choose it over TV. You would choose it over something else that is not a great use of your time when you're in the trying to do something, right? You would choose to eat healthy over not. You would choose to run today instead of sitting on the couch. Does that make sense, you guys? So you have to really, really ask yourself and be honest, because I'm not telling you don't want it bad enough. I'm telling you to ask yourself, do I want it bad enough? And do my actions show I want it bad enough? You guys, when I sit on the couch all Saturday and I binge Netflix, whatever I'm not doing, I have chosen that I wanted Netflix over that thing. And I'm okay with that some days. Some days I need the Netflix binge, right? Some days I need to sleep in. Some days I need whatever it is, but I am choosing in that moment that I need that thing more than the thing that I supposedly want, right? Okay. So yeah, Sarah says probably too much pity party over here. And you know what? We have stages and sometimes we've kind of earned it, right? There are some moments in my life where I'm like, I earned that pity party and I deserved that time to do that, the time to complain, the time to whatever that is. The pandemic, yeah, definitely one of those times. I've had other incidents where I'm like, nope, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep allowing myself that. But what my point is, if you can't tell when you haven't earned that time or when it isn't the right time and it always kind of feels like that pity party, it's time to really start to ask yourself, like, what am I doing? This isn't working. Okay. So, okay. I hope that was helpful. Now, one of the things that I share in my book that I keep on a post-it that is really, really helpful for me, especially when I was in my bed last night, just journaling, writing goals and like looking at like, what is this year? And I caught myself a couple times writing goals I actually didn't want, but thought I should have. Okay. And as I was doing it, these questions pop up. It's like, so what would I like, which prompts you to write the goal? And then it's like, well, what would having that do for me? So even when I wrote down a gross revenue number for next year. So I was like, 2021, I want to gross this much. And I was like, what would having that do for me? I'm like, well, it's going to do nothing for me if there's not a profit margin in there. Because why would I want to increase my revenue by X percentage if there's nothing that's going to happen for me, right? Like, why would I do that? Why would I do it to my family? Why would I do it to my team? Like, what would be the reason? So then I wrote down, I want to gross this amount with a X percent profit margin, okay? And when I looked at that, I was like, okay. Now, if there's a profit margin, that means I'm going to be getting paid for all of my hard work. My team is going to be getting paid for all of their hard work, right? And all of a sudden, I was like, that feels good, okay? So what would I like paired with what would having that do for me? So if you're like, I want to make $100,000 next year. I want to bring in $500,000, but you're going to spend $497,000. Do you even care? Do you even care that you might hit $500,000, but you only brought in $3,000, right? So that is where we've got to stop looking at the vanity number, right? The number that we can brag about and tell people we hit a million and tell people we did this, right? If the real numbers don't actually do anything for us, okay? Then the next question that I started to ask my friend kind of brought this out of me was like, I've got the idea of like how I'm going to get there. And then the next question is like, how do I get there in a lighter, more fun way? So if I have an idea in my head of like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to have to do X and I'm going to have to do Y and I'm going to have to do Z. It's like, that might feel really stressful. The question is, what could I do that would be more fun for me? That would light me up. If I would look at my calendar and I was like, I have to do this today. How do I feel about that activity on my calendar? How do I feel about having to do that thing over and over and over again until I get there? Okay. All right. So with that said, I want you to start to identify, who am I? Am I the person that I've got some major mindset issues? I am fearful of what people will think. I'm holding myself to like extreme standards that are so unrealistic. This is never going to work, right? Or maybe I just don't want it bad enough. I want you to ask yourself, who are you? And maybe you're a combination of the two. Maybe you've got two, maybe you've got three, maybe you've got all of them. Maybe you're like, oh my goodness, Stacey, you're literally telling me all of the things that are wrong with me today. Okay. Because I've been all of these. Okay. And I'm one more than the other sometimes in my life. Right. So first, really being honest with who you are and what is happening. And then let's work through this together, okay? So let's talk about what do we do next after you know what this looks like specifically. Okay, so what's next? So I want you to ask yourself, as you are looking at what this is and what you've got going on, I want you to start to ask yourself, how do I get unstuck? Okay, the first step is never ever say you're stuck ever again. If I ever catch myself saying that, it is just one of the worst phrases that it will keep you stuck because you're allowing yourself to believe you're stuck. So when you're stuck, what do? Nothing. You just sit right where you are in your sweet little comfort zone. And you're like, I just don't know. I'm just stuck. I just don't know which logo to pick. I'm just stuck. I just don't know what product we should put out. I just don't know what promotion we do. And as you say, I don't know, you allow your brain to say, okay, well, if we don't know, then we should do nothing. Right? It's like that paralysis takes over. All right. So what I want you to ask yourself is recognize where you are stuck. And then what I want you to do is I want you to pretend you're coaching somebody else. Okay. Oh, Yolanda, I appreciate that. She says, just popping on. It's already so juicy. Yes. Lots of good stuff. You're going to want to make sure to re-listen to this whole thing. So when you are asking yourself, like, why am I stuck? Okay. I want you to coach somebody else through this. Now, the reason I always tell my powerhouses, like, coach people in here. Like, don't just wait for me to answer. I'm going to answer, but don't just wait for me. Because when you start to coach other people, you do things that you would never do for yourself. You cannot coach yourself as well as another person. You just can't, okay? I shouldn't say as any other person. You cannot coach yourself as well as a good coach can coach you because you cannot see your blind spots because they're in the blind spot. You don't see them. That's why they're called blind spots, right? So what I need you to understand is the more you practice coaching other people, the better you will become at coaching yourself. So when you are stuck, it's hard to coach yourself through something. So put this situation in somebody else's shoes. Pretend that you are talking to your child, right? Your child is having, they are afraid of what people think at school. What would you tell them? Right? As you start to like work through it, and I would actually journal this out, make it feel more real, like give yourself a similar situation with a child or somebody you really respect or admire, right? They've come to you and they've got the same situation. What would you tell them to do? And as you start to journal and brain dump and figure out where you would go or what you would do next, you will literally start to coach yourself through the process. Now, the hard part is, will you take your own advice, right? A lot of times we're like, well, that's easy. Yeah, you should go do that. You should raise your prices. You should totally raise your prices. You're worth it. And then we flip it back on us and we're like, well, my market, you know, they just don't pay that kind of money. So I wouldn't be able to raise my price, but you, Karen, you totally would be able to raise your prices. It's like, no, no, you don't get to do that, right? So as you start to coach somebody else, you start to spark that confidence of like, I do know how to get unstuck. I do know how to move forward. I do know what I would do if I were telling somebody else. You just got to put yourself out there. You just got to go for it, right? Tanner, my 7-year-old, was telling Tegan, my 5-year-old, we were getting ready for our dance recital. Tegan had not been on stage. She never stayed on stage. She's walked on stage and walked immediately off, never stayed to dance. And Tanner was like, listen, Tegan, I was afraid too, but the more you do it, the better you'll feel. She's like, you know, might be a little scary in the beginning, but like now I've done it a bunch of times and I'm not scared at all, right? And I'm like listening to her tell her sister, you know, all of this information. And I'm like, that's exactly how business works. Yeah, it's going to be scary in the beginning. And once you start to do it, you're going to be terrified, right? Like it's normal. It's okay. You're going to do it anyway. You're going to get through it. And then you're going to be like, that wasn't that bad. That totally wasn't that bad. And then you're going to do it again. And it's going to be a little bit easier because you now know what to expect and you know what worked and what didn't. And you're going to do it over and over and over. And your confidence is going to build and you will start to learn that skill set of how to get unstuck. When you are stuck, you do not stay still. You do not stand still. When you are stuck, you start to do anything you could possibly do to get out of it. So think about if a car was stuck in the ditch, right? How does a car get out of the ditch? Well, it tries a lot of things. It tries to go forward. It tries to go back. They try to turn their wheel and then they go this way forward and back and they get out of the rut, right? By moving around and trying anything they can until something works. And when something works, they do it more. They're like, ooh, wait, this angle is allowing me to get out of the ditch faster. So I'm going to keep doing this, right? But when you just sit in your car stuck in a rut, and everybody walks by or drives by and says, can I help you? Can I pull you out? Can I try to push? You're like, no, that's okay. I'm just stuck. I'm just going to sit here, but I'm trying to get out, but I'm just going to sit here, right? People are like, you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there and you're never going to get unstuck by staying stuck. You've got to try something. You've got to do something, okay? Now, you guys, I hope this was a really great way to kick off the new year together because we've got a lot of work to do. This entire month of January inside of the free Facebook group, the Foot Traffic Community, I'm going to be bringing episodes just like this. The next 3 episodes every Monday are private episodes just for the free Facebook group. Nobody else is going to hear them, not even the podcast, okay? So next week, I'm coming back 10:30 Central live, and I'm going to talk about how to get what you want and make it happen as fast as possible. Who here wants to hear about that? That is next week. Then the week after, I'm going to be teaching you 4 steps to staying hyper-focused this year and what you need to be doing about it. Then on January 25th, our last one of the month of the series is going to be about mastering prioritization to make big, bold moves in 2021. We've got a phenomenal month ahead. Now, what I would love for you to do, take a picture, screenshot, anything or share your biggest takeaway about this podcast, this episode. Where are you? What are you going to do with this episode? How are you going to move forward? How can you put yourself out there? How can you get out of your comfort zone? I want to hold you accountable. So please make sure to tag me at Stacey Tischel. Comment below. Let me know what you are going to be doing. Join us all month for what we're calling the Intentional Implementer series. And if you want to go grab my book, it'll be a great guide as you go through it. If you go to Amazon, you guys, and type in Oh my goodness. I literally was like, what is my book called? Type in the implementation code. You can get it right on Amazon, get it sent to you just in a few days, and start diving into this deeper with me. You're going to start to get even more and help you work through it. Now, the book comes with a free course. So when you buy the book, inside of it, it's going to send you to a free mini course where there's workbooks and action items and things helping you move forward. So it's going to be a great companion as we're doing it. If you don't get the book, will you get something out of it? Of course, you know, I always over deliver, but I do think the book will be worth every penny when you're doing this with us to really set yourself up for success in 2021. Okay. I am super excited. You guys have a great rest of your week. Kelly said, I already got the book. I love it. Definitely use it as we go through this. And I will see you back here next week, Monday at 10:30 a.m. Central here in the free Facebook group, the Foot Traffic Community. Bye. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day boot camp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Boot Camp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live boot camp starting on the 1st.